Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
It's nearly Friday. Kind of. It's Tuesday. It is nearly home time, though.
It's nearer to home time than it is to Friday.
Yeah, I was just trying to get people's mood up a little bit. You alright?
Yeah, I'm very good, yeah. The one that does a speech just pointed out, it's actually closer to last Friday than it is to this Friday.
Oh, yeah, but all right, whatever. It's near to a Friday. I keep getting called by David Hasselhoff on my phone, and I don't know what he wants.
Are you boasting here?
No, I'm not.
Can I ask why don't you answer it?
Is it the actual Hoff, or if you just put his number in, it's actually someone else's
number?
Yeah.
What, like you do?
Yeah. Justin Lee Collins' number in my phone the other day. I was like, oh, brilliant, we can call... No, that's mine. It was only when I started reading it out, I was like, no, his number's really familiar.
Why do you do that again? Remind me.
Just so that I can make it look like I've got a showbiz phone book. Everyone else who works in the building has, so why can't I?
Oh, you just want some...
All I've got is you and Chappers.
For a lot of people, that would be enough, Becky. I don't know what he wants, but I got a message last night going from his company going, hi, Scott, would you please call David Hasselhoff on this number? So then I called him. Waiting for a call back, nothing, and then as soon as I get on air, thanks for listening, David, he starts calling at 4:05.
Is it him or is it his people?
I'm assured that I will get a call back today from the actual Hoff, and I will let you know what he wants. I have no idea. Podcast. You know on that song, Alicia Dixon? Is she doing that thing that Simon Cowell does?
What's that?
Well, where, like, he asks a question and then answers it himself. You've noticed that, right?
Yeah.
He does it a lot.
Was it as good as last week? No. Are you still one of the best singers? Absolutely yes. Does he wash up? Never wash up.
Does he clean up? No, he never cleans up. She's doing it. Alan Sugar's doing it as well.
Will I ever be a concert pianist? No.
Thanks for that, Alan.
Do the fans care whether it is financially stable? Not really. Does he wash up? Never wash
up. Does he clean up? No. Everyone's doing it.
Are you suggesting that Alan Sugar wrote that song?
No. No.
He wrote the lyrics.
Everyone start... Are you going to start doing it? I think I might. Do I want to start doing it? No. Will I start doing it? Yes.
I'm going to do it all day tomorrow. Will it annoy people? Yes.
Do you care?
No.
No. It's really easy to do. I'm starting to do it.
Will I try and avoid you both? Yes.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1
Podcasts. Podcast. Big John in Kilmarnock's been on saying, Scott, we're only 56 hours away from Friday and over 88 hours from last Friday. Do you talk crap? Yes. Thanks for that. Wayne's been on. Do I want to text in? Yes. Will it get read out? Probably not. Will it waste my credit? Yes. Will I look sad? Yes. That's Wayne the picture framer in Preston.
Oh, this is going to do my head in.
Do you not like it?
No. Now I don't know. Are you meant to answer that question or am I the meant to answer that question?
I don't know. Do you like it?
No.
It's 4:15 on Radio 1. Right, I found this out the other day, okay?
Yeah.
I don't know if I've told you this before. About a year ago, one of my mates got up one morning, on Saturday morning, and wandered into the lounge, and there is this bloke fast asleep on the sofa, right?
Yeah.
And my mate doesn't recognise him at all, but he assumed it was a friend of his flatmate that he
had. This is a mate, is it?
This is a mate, not me.
Is it a mate?
No, it's a friend.
All right.
Right? So he assumed it was just a friend of his flatmates that he hadn't met before, right? Flatmate eventually wakes up, also has no idea who this person is. So they've got a complete stranger asleep in their lounge. Kind of smells of alcohol and cigarettes. So eventually he wakes up, they ask who he is. His name's Paul.
Right.
They don't know him. He doesn't know them. And he has no idea why he's asleep on their sofa. Can I just say that as well? Don't make that face. It is a friend.
Oh, no, no.
Okay?
Who just happens to have a flatmate.
Yeah.
Like you.
Yeah. Coincidence. Now, a friend of his does live in the same block, so they're kind of presuming he must have wandered into the wrong flat and woke up on a stranger's sofa. Now, the good thing about the story, though, there's a happy ending. They're all really good mates now because of it. How did you meet? Oh, he was just asleep on my sofa one morning.
What? So they just made friends with a random bloke who was sleeping on their settee?
Yeah, they had a chat, and now they're quite good mates. Have you ever done that?
No, not in any of those circumstances.
Really? Yeah. Ever woken up in the wrong house?
No. Well, hang on a minute. Well, what do you mean by that?
Have you ever woken up on a stranger's sofa?
Yes.
Right.
But I...
And then, and you're still friends with them now?
No.
Oh, I see.
Okay. Done it?
No, I haven't done it.
I bet there's some people that have... Because you know most people, like, when they meet... How did you meet? It's quite normal. Like, oh, we met for a friend of a friend. Yeah. We met in a bar. But I bet there are some quite strange ones. I'd like to hear about them, please, on 81199. So you've never done that, no?
No. Well,
talk me through the time when it happened.
No, I've woken up in places where I don't know where I am.
Yeah,
but I've never been in a complete stranger's house.
Right,
I don't think.
Okay, just my mate then.
Just your mate, then. Mate. Yeah. Radio
One podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio1.
Hello.
Hello, it's Scott.
Hi, who's that?
John.
Hi, John. Where are you today?
Belfast.
How can I help?
I woke up, found some random bloke in our house.
This has happened to you, has it?
It has, yes it has.
When?
About 5 years ago now.
How did he get in?
We forgot to lock the front door.
Right.
So, fell asleep on the settee. You heard some banging upstairs, so, well, what the hell is going on upstairs? Went upstairs and there's some guy with his top off, glasses down, having a wash in my sink.
What did you say?
I went, excuse me, I think you're in the wrong house here, mate. You went, no, you're in the wrong house. I said, well, no, I think you ought to leave. And he said, well, no, you ought to leave. And I said, well, no, this is definitely the wrong house. And then my wife poked her head around the bedroom door and went, what's going on? I said, we got some random bloke having a wash in our bathroom.
And he was convinced it was his house?
Oh, definite. And then the
that must be annoying when you know it's yours.
Well, yeah, and thank God that he actually went to sleep in the spare room and not in the room my wife was in.
Well, hang on, let him sleep in the spare room?
No, not the. That's where he was planning to sleep. So when I said, come on, out you go, he went downstairs to realise he was in the wrong house. But then he said, oh, excuse me, can I get my cans out the fridge?
No, hang on. You were asleep on the sofa, but your wife was upstairs with another man.
No, she wasn't upstairs with another man, Trevor. She was fast asleep.
Right. Okay, good.
Yep, so thank God he didn't leave his cans in the...
So he put some beer in the fridge, gone up to...
He thought he had, but fair play to him. He did take his shoes off at the front door, but when he did leave...
That's the main thing.
Yeah. He couldn't put them on when he left, though, so... We just watched him bounce off the curbs walking home.
What?
We just watched him bounce off the curbs then as he was going home.
Nice.
Then.
Love you. Radio 1 Podcast. You got a shed, haven't you?
Hey, yeah, I do have a shed. Yeah, I have a shed.
You need to be careful.
Why?
Flacky's been on 81199.
Right. What's Flacky saying?
Flacky's saying that someone made a home in his shed.
Right.
Yeah, you need to be careful. Someone could be in there, in your shed right now, making a home for themselves.
They couldn't.
Why?
Because there's not enough room in the shed, and also it's padlocked.
Is it?
Yeah.
Big TV in there?
No. There's a paddling pool in there at the moment. Yeah. So at least it'd be clean.
Ooh. Yeah, they would. They'll be having a wash in that right now.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello?
Hi, Scott.
You right?
Yeah, good.
Who's that?
Hey, Gregor.
Where are you?
I'm in Fife in Scotland.
What's going on?
I was just a... funny story about someone there random waking up in the back of my taxi.
Right, I was talking earlier about my mate who had found a random bloke sleeping on his sofa. No idea who he was. Yeah, go on then.
Well, I was getting a taxi from the French Alps down to Geneva with a friend of mine, and about halfway down, the taxi driver stopped at a bakery to get some food, and this random girl woke up in the boot.
Boot opened?
Well, yeah, well, she was a people carrier, so literally from behind my head came this random girl covered in a travel blanket and some jacket.
Right. Who was she?
Well, she was complete... taxi driver didn't know her, we didn't know her, and she'd been walking back from the pub the night before.
And thought, I'll have to have a quick sleep in this boot here.
Exactly. So, she just woke up, and it had taken her about an hour of driving to wake up as well, so...
How far away were you?
We were quite close to Geneva, and she didn't have her passport with her.
Oh, brilliant. So what did you do? Just kick her out?
We literally had to cover her up again and just hope that we didn't get stopped at the passport control.
God.
So, yeah, it's pretty random.
We obviously don't condone smuggling random strangers into different countries.
But you smuggled a girl into Switzerland.
Yeah, it was, quite James Bond, don't you think?
Yeah. Well, kind of, yeah.
No idea why she was there at all.
No idea, just sheltering from a bit of a snowstorm the night before, and had tried car doors, and this one was open.
So she just thought, oh, I'll come with you then.
Yeah.
You still in touch with her?
No, never saw her before that, and never saw her since.
Brilliant. Podcast. Hi, Ed.
Hello, mate.
What's going on?
Well, I was in a lift yesterday.
That's nice.
In Bristol, and it sounded as though the voice was Judi Dench.
What, in the lift?
But in the lift, you know, saying doors closing and things like that. She got a bit confused, actually, because she said doors closing as the lift moved up.
So Dame Judi Dench is a voiceover for a lift?
Yes. I asked in the office of Knit Today magazine, and they said they were pretty sure it was Judi Dench. They'd been told that it was Judi Dench.
So who works there?
Knit Today magazine.
Wow. So a multi-Oscar-winning dame is doing a voiceover for a lift at a knitting magazine in Bristol.
Yes, sounds perfectly logical to me.
That's weird.
Why is that weird?
I just think that Dame
She's got a great voice, as Dame Judi Dench.
I know, but I just didn't think that she's M. She's doing lifts.
We're really in no position to criticise other people's voiceover work, so are we?
Have you got a lift, Chappers?
No.
Have you got a lift?
No, I'd like to.
I don't think you need an Oscar to get a lift.
What do you have to say?
Well, I could do a lift.
Do you want to do a lift?
Going up, going down, doors closing, that's it?
This is the whatever floor?
Yeah.
First floor.
We'll get a short building, so we only have to do like 1 to 5 floors.
Do it now.
Going up, lift, going down, doors closing. See, it's easy. Doors opening.
Doors opening. And if it's a department store, you have to say what's on that floor, though.
No, you don't. That's just in the
first
TV
floor,
programmes.
Lingerie.
No, you don't.
You do?
What's on that comedy show of the 70s?
No, that's what you have to do. If you do, talk to me about lift etiquette. Certain hotels, you have to do it in French.
Do you?
I could do that, yeah.
Am I going to charge extra for the French versions?
Yeah.
Go on, then. How do you say doors opening in...
Yeah. I was going to say premier étage. That's
first
floor.
Yeah.
I know, yeah.
Doors opening.
Well, you don't have to say doors opening.
All right.
Because the French are a lot more clever than us. They could tell that the doors are open.
So Becky wants to do a voiceover for a lift, following in the footsteps
I'd
of the great...
I'd love to do a voiceover
Dame
for
Judy
a lift. I'll voice anything over.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. If anyone's got a lift, can we please do the voiceover?
Yeah.
I don't charge much, just a cheese board.
Okay, now you're sounding desperate. Now it sounds like you...
You said you'd do a lift.
I'm not saying please let me do a lift.
I'm just
saying I'm available to do lifts.
Would you just stay in the lift all day and just go up and down listening to yourself?
Yeah. If you get stuck in, I'll even throw in a few extra little quirky bits for if people get stuck in there.
What, some anecdotes to pass the time?
some jokes and stuff? I don't know. Read out a few classifieds?
Just in case it gets stuck.
I haven't thought about it yet, but I'll work on it.
Do you know what I'd like to do the voiceover for much more than a lift?
What?
The supermarket checkout. You know, the self-service ones. Because I think that lady on them is a bit abrupt, a bit rude.
I don't know.
Unexpected item in the baggage area.
She gets so stressed if you don't put it in there either. If you don't put it down, just hold it in your hand. If you don't need a bag, it all goes wrong.
She's rude. And there's never an unexpected item in the baggage area. Well, not very often anyway. I think I could do it in a nicer way.
There is the other day, if you've got fat hips like me and you accidentally lean a bit too much, it shouts unexpected item.
Unexpected hip in the baggage
area. Just now I'm too fat. Leave me alone.
Look, I'm probably... I would like to do that. I would say, look, I'm really sorry. It's probably the machine's fault. I'm sure there's nothing unexpected in the baggage area at all. So if you could just get one of those nice people from over there to help you, that would be great. The one that works here that's just over there having a chat with his mate. I'm really sorry. I know it would be a lot quicker if you just queued up to start with. I'm sure you're not trying to nick anything.
I'd just go, shift your fat ass.
It's just rude.
Maybe we
unexpected item in the baggage area.
Maybe you could do a polite one and I'll do the rude one.
Okay. You know what? She might as well just shout, thief! Radio 1 Podcast. Love shower, but seriously, what was she wearing on her head on Saturday night?
Do you know what?
Some kind of face brace.
She didn't look great, I have to say, on Saturday night.
I think she generally looks amazing. I don't know what that thing on her head was all about. Very strange. That was The Promise by Girls Aloud on Radio 1. Hey, Becky.
Yeah.
The Premier Inn in Reading have been on, and they want you to be the voice of their lift.
Yes.
How good is that? What?
Nothing, I'm just thinking, let's see, looking back over Saturday night telly, who looked the daftest on Saturday night television? Was it Cheryl?
In a head brace.
In a head brace. On
or was it?
Or was it you looking all lumpy and bumpy in Lycra on Hole in the Wall?
I think it's Cheryl, obviously.
Well, obviously, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. God, there's loads of people with lifts now, they're all good, yeah. Good. Your card has been declined. See, that woman is rude. I would do it in a nicer way.
What would you say?
Listen, let's not make a scene here, okay? Just quietly take all the shopping back to customer services and leave quietly. And we won't mention it ever again. That's what I'd say.
Would you? I'd say that card isn't yours. Put it back in the handbag you took it from.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Did you have your spooks evening in your house last night, Chopper?
It was very nice, yeah. It was a very good spooks last night.
It is good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Apparently.
It's another one that you haven't got into yet.
What series are we on?
Oh my God, I've no idea.
5, 6?
At least.
You know by series 7 I'll be well into it.
I think it might be 8 or 9.
I've got it recorded, I just haven't got around to it yet.
What do you mean you've got it recorded? What, last night?
Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah.
Because this is episode, I think it was episode 5 of 8
right.
in this series.
Well, just because a lot of people yesterday was like, oh, you've got to watch Spooks tonight, so I've recorded it. But
right.
Would that be no use to me at all?
Well, you can watch it as a standalone episode, but there are stories running through the whole series that you might not be able to catch up on.
Is it complicated to understand?
Maybe for you.
What's that supposed to mean?
Well,
please?
Because you haven't seen previous series.
Not because I'm
or
stupid.
Episodes. No, not in the slightest.
Okay.
No.
Do you know what I'm really into at the moment?
Let me think. Probably something for our... Is it Beverly Hills 90210?
No. University Challenge.
University Challenge?
Yeah.
Right.
No? I find myself watching it every week, even though I know absolutely none of the answers. It's quite addictive. It's really good.
I occasionally see it, but it does leave me feeling stupid.
Has that been on a long time?
Has it been on a long time? Mm. Are you watching the current series on BBC Two, or are you watching reruns on Challenge from 1976?
Oh, has it been on that long?
Longer, I think, but...
Current
you tell
one.
Me.
Current one, yeah.
The current one, right, with Paxman.
Yeah. Mm. But I know people, I think, have little competitions where they get some mates round, and it's like, yes, I got one right! You spend the whole half hour, none right at all. It's so hard.
Yeah, I can never get the starters for 10. I can sometimes get the follow-up ones there for 5, because there's sometimes an easy one out of all the ones that are asked in the whole show.
You're lucky if you get one a show, but I still find it quite addictive.
Always have my fingers crossed that a sport question will come up.
For instance, okay, here's one of the questions, isn't it?
10 points for this starter question. Referring to the woven headgear worn by the Zulu to support carried loads, what is the name of the political movement founded in South Africa in 1975, but based on a Zulu organisation of the 1920s, led by one of its founders, Chief Mangosuthu Buthelezi?
Oh, my God. He lost me at woven headgear.
Yeah. Do you know the answer?
I've got the answer.
I'll tell you, it's the Inkatha Freedom Party.
Oh, who?
Yeah.
Who knows
that? It was on
the
tip of my tongue, was that one.
I'm not being funny, but most students I know would have no idea. They just play Guitar Hero and drink cider.
Yeah, but the thing is...
And also students were like, oh, don't be so stereotypical. You know it's true.
Yeah. When I was at university, I never saw students that looked like the ones that go on University Challenge.
They're a special breed, aren't they?
They are a special breed. And when we go out and do student gigs, you never see those... see the University Challenge contestants.
What we should do is start asking these questions in our student sets. That would go down a storm. See if anyone knows.
What? To cover up the mixing?
Yeah. Just get Paxman on. And also, it's like the longest questions in the world.
10 points for this. The skin, shape and physiological effect of which vegetable are the source of standard descriptions of the pink-orange colour of the wine Tavel Rosé, Shakespeare's epithet for the weeping Enobarbus in Antony and Cleopatra,
what?
And the domes of Russian churches?
St. John's O'Leary.
Onion.
Correct.
Onion?
I was going to go turnip.
Surely that question could have been made shorter and easier.
What vegetable makes you cry?
Yeah, when you cut it up. Onion. Thank you, I'll have that point. Right, do you want to hear the only one I got right?
Go on then. Really?
We continue the musical theme because we're going to take a music round now. For
yes.
your music start, you're going to hear a piece of popular music. 10 points if you can give me the name of the band.
St. John's Evans.
It's Nirvana.
It is Nirvana, yes.
Yes! I got one right!
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Hello, Scott, you all right?
All right, who are you?
I'm Wayne.
Where are you, Wayne?
I'm in lovely Devon.
What's occurred in?
What's occurring? I was watching it a couple of years ago. I'd watched four or five episodes. A question came up. I got it right. I felt like a god.
Yes! You got one right on University Challenge. When was that?
Probably about 5 years ago.
Right. Any right since?
No, and the question was about The Simpsons, but I don't care. I felt godlike.
Can you remember what the question was?
Probably who says dough. Something really stupid.
Doesn't matter, Wayne, you got it right, you know what I mean?
I did, and it will stay with me for life.
Yeah, you're a god. You got one right on University Challenge. See, that's how people feel, because they're so hard.
And so are you, Scott. We are both godlike together.
We are godlike. I got Nirvana, you got The Simpsons.
Aye.
I quite like it as well when Jeremy gets... when Jeremy gets annoyed, because they leave it too long, yeah. Isn't it?
Let's have it, please.
Custer.
That's CP Snow.
Oh, he scares me. Listen.
Now anyone want to buzz from Kings? Quickly, one of you buzz.
Buzz?
I buzz now. What do you want me to do?
Yeah, I don't know the answer. I buzz, though, like you asked. Also, you'll notice the way the students, when they get one right, they take a little cocky sip of water, don't they? Always.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcasts.
Let's do this.
Oh, what's occurring?
You know it works. I've got three situations. All you have to do is tell me what happened next.
Oh, what's occurring?
Play along at home on 81199. Still love this game, you know. So, Chappers won yesterday. So 1-0 so far to you this week. Come on, Becky, what's going on?
I'm just having a bad week.
Have you made a scoreboard yet?
What?
Have you made a scoreboard yet?
Someone actually made one for me. I can't remember their name. I'll look that up in a minute. But thank you very much for that.
One of your people?
No, just one of our listeners.
Oh, right.
But I've not had time to actually print it off yet.
There's that one that you made for the internet, which you haven't published yet.
Right.
You know, the one that you spent hours coding?
Oh, that one, yeah.
Yeah, that just hasn't... Yeah, you haven't got around to putting it up yet.
No, sorry about that.
Yeah.
Me bad.
The one that you spent hours coding.
Here's your first situation.
Oh, what's occurring?
Right. Time for the question that everyone is talking about today. What do you think the big talking point is in the UK today?
Oh.
Big talking point.
Big talking point. Something to do with the budget.
The weather.
The economy.
Credit crunch.
Right, this is where we send Gemma from our office out onto the streets to ask the questions that matter. She's our very own hard-hitting reporter. Here is today's question.
Daddy or chips?
That's right.
It's what matters.
Daddy or chips is today's hard-hitting question. We asked 13 members of the great British public.
13?
Yeah. The question, daddy or chips? Ponder this, if you will. How many of them prefer chips to their own father? Chappers.
I'm going to go 9.
9 out of 13.
That's quite high. Are you thinking about Ben's personal experience?
Yeah, definitely.
3.
Becky's saying 3.
Yeah, I hope so.
Let's find out.
What's occurring?
It's today's big question. Daddy or chips?
Daddy or chips?
Chips, obviously. Daddy's weird.
Daddy or chips?
Daddy.
Daddy or chips?
Chips.
Daddy or chips?
Chips.
Daddy or chips?
Oh, it's got to be chips.
Daddy or chips?
Chips.
Why?
Because I own a chip shop.
Daddy or chips?
Daddy. Why?
Daddy or chips?
Chips.
Daddy or chips?
Daddy or chips? What do you mean, daddy or chips? What kind of stupid question is that?
Daddy or chips?
Daddy, because I love my daddy.
Daddy or chips?
Chips. Because I'm hungry.
Daddy or chips?
What do you mean? What's the question? Like, my dad or eating chips? Daddy or chips? Daddy.
Daddy or chips?
Chips. Because with mayonnaise, they're lovely.
Okay. Don't, Becky. Don't say anything. Now, were you writing down the score there, or were you just noting down all the ones that said daddy?
Writing down the score,
okay.
Why?
Nothing, because I know you like to be called daddy.
Yeah, daddy loves that. What?
So wrong, it's horrible, Scott. Isn't
it? You love it, though.
No, I love chips. Chips, chips and more chips.
You love daddy.
Only chips.
Right, I'm grossing myself out. One person thought it was a stupid question.
Yeah.
Four people said daddy. Yeah. Eight people said chips.
Bring
Chappers
it on.
Gets the point.
Oh. What's the curtain?
You know Martin Lewis off of Money Saving?
Yes.
On the Joe Wiley Show with Sarah Cox. He was on today offering some money saving advice. He was on for 20 whole minutes, Martin Lewis. In that time, how many times do you think he mentioned money? Chappers.
In the 20 minutes he was on, 40.
40 times?
Yeah.
Becky?
15.
15 times. Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's money-saving expert Martin Lewis talking about the thing he knows about most, money.
It's one day you don't need to spend money on it. You don't need to spend lots of money on them if you haven't got much money. If they will accept your money. Cheapest way to borrow money.
Five times? That's not very much.
Is that it? Five?
Did you just do that just so that you could play ABBA?
Yes.
Was that the whole point of that question?
Yeah. Basically, yeah. I've been trying to work that one in for a while. You'd think he'd talk about it more, wouldn't you, seeing as that's what he kind of does?
Yeah. I also like the fact you had to look at the one that doesn't speak to find out how many times he mentioned money, even though it was only five.
I was too busy enjoying
ABBA. You're too busy dancing.
That should be his theme tune if it isn't already. They should play that on the show when he comes on. There he is, money-saving expert Martin Lewis.
Is that your Sarah Cox impression?
Yeah. Not really. Hi, Sarah.
They might cut it
can
down.
Can I play it all?
Do you think they just come in at the chorus to play the whole verse? Just, oh, right. You take a long time to walk from the door to his chair and put his headphones on.
Oh! What's occurring?
Okay, 1 point each.
Yes.
What's next? How many trains left Waterloo this afternoon between 2 and 4?
You know,
I tried to think what Dancing Queen's going to be.
You know University Challenge?
Yeah.
As we were discussing earlier, it is the most impossible quiz on television. Mm-hmm. But for some reason, you do watch it, even though you know none of the answers. Here's my question to you. How do you think Westwood would get on University Challenge?
Hey?
Westwood.
Yeah?
If he was on University Challenge, how would he do?
Probably better than us.
I know that he went to the University of Life and the School of Hard Knocks, but... How much of his education do you think he still remembers? Becky?
I think...
Well, hang on, what?
He's a man of the world. How many
would he get right, sorry, out of five from last night's University Challenge?
One.
Becky's saying one.
It was quite hard last night.
It's always hard.
I'm going to go two.
All right. Let's find out.
Oh! What's occurring?
Here's Westwood on University Challenge.
University Challenge. Asking the questions, Jeremy Taxman.
OK, you all know the rules by now. Fingers on the buzzers, here's your first starter for 10. Which hotel on London's Park Lane occupies the site of a mansion built in the 1850s, constructed for George Holford, itself on the site of a former mansion, the residence of the earls from whom it takes its name?
Man, I know this. I think the answer is... the Savoy.
is the Dorchester.
What musical form takes its name from an Italian word meaning evening song and was traditionally performed in the open air? An example being that sung by a lover under his beloved's window.
I know this one is so easy. It's obvious. Something I play on my show. It's a sonnet.
Serenade.
Oh! It began with S!
Described as the world's largest and most complex scientific instrument, the LHC lies 100 metres beneath the Franco-Swiss border near Geneva. For what do the letters LHC stand?
LHC stands for... Lightning... No, lighting... Hydrochronic... Composure.
Large Hadron Collider. Collider.
I knew that!
Described as the world's largest and most complex scientific instrument.
Okay, we just did.
I know that one, I know that one!
Yeah, I know.
I know that one!
Hang on.
Let's have it, please. A term meaning the technology that allows telephone calls to be made over computer networks, converting analogue voice signals into digital data packets and back again at the other end. What precisely is the meaning of the acronym VOIP? V-O-I-P.
V-O-I-P stands for Voice Activated Internet Phone Calls!
Voice over Internet Protocol.
Oh, so close! 1 point.
Really?
10 points for this starter question. A gastropod, ooh. Paula Radcliffe, a yard, Anton Deck when viewed as a single entity, a classic typist chair, Canova's Sculpture of the Graces, and a heptameter form a series in which each term has, compared to the previous term, one more what?
One more chance before your career's over.
A foot.
I don't get that one.
That was Westwood on University Challenge. That was good, wasn't it?
Where was that dog coming from?
That was him.
Was that you or him?
No, he was panting. Yeah. I don't know why.
Did you not ask him why he's panting?
No, I just went with
why
it.
Why are you panting like a dog, Tim?
No, I just went with it.
I've never heard him do that on his show.
I know. Maybe you can introduce that. So, Chappa said 2 questions, Becky said 1, so Becky gets the point. Yay! And wins today's Owl, What's Occurring? Radio 1 Podcast. Right, this is silly now, this is getting out of hand.
What is?
Right, you missed this last week because you're off. I'm being haunted by this song. You know when you get a song in your head and it just goes round and you just can't get it out?
Yeah.
Right, I've got quite a strange song that was in my head all week last week and it's still there now. When I wake up, first thing I think about. Moment. It's off the Muppets.
It's not that easy being green. Having to spend each day the colour of the leaves.
It's Kermit the Frog.
I know who it is. Oh. Yeah.
When I think it could be nicer being
now,
red.
Right? What's happened is they've, to make it worse, they've released a
who's
new...
Who's they? The Muppets?
Two different people they're called.
Right.
And they've released a new version. It's not that easy being green. Which is not really helping it leave my head in any way. Having to spend each day the colour of the leaves. Now this is, you might have seen this, it's off the...
It's on an advert.
Energy advert.
Right, yeah.
It's for a good cause, because all the proceeds are going to,
The Muppets?
No.
Oh, right.
To teaching kids about the environment.
Oh, right,
so
okay.
It's good. And you can download it and stuff, but... It is in my head and it won't go away. And the manager of these people,
yeah,
it's quite good, said last week, if we got into the top 10, he will come to Radio 1, sit outside, naked, painted green, and sing the song for us. Now, he's been on again today, saying that he doesn't even care if it's a hit or not now, he wants to do it anyway. Just
really?
Stood outside Radio 1.
What? Naked?
Singing this. Painted green, yeah. Which
right.
is nice.
So that and originally he thought that by saying if we got it into the top 10, he would do this, that we would actually want to get it into the top 10 so we'd see him outside.
Yeah. Green. I've asked for a picture.
Have you?
Yeah.
Well, if you're so keen on this, why didn't he just come round to yours and do it?
No.
Why does he have to do it outside Radio 1?
But we were thinking after this song going around my head... Why don't they do Muppet Week on X Factor? Not this coming week, obviously, because it's Britney Spears, but the week after they could do it.
Right.
Muppet Week. That would be brilliant, wouldn't it? Because you can imagine Diana Vickers singing this.
Yeah, I'm struggling to think what any of the rest of them might sing.
Owen could do Halfway Down the Stairs.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
At the beginning, they could all do the big Muppet Show theme. I think it'd be great. Now, I know Simon Cowell does listen to this show sometimes. Does he listen? Yes. Is he listening now? Probably. Mm. Do you think he'll want to do Muppet Week?
No.
But think about it, Simon. Just have a little think in your head about that. Week after Britney, Muppet Week on The X Factor. That would be something else.
Potentially, that could be world class.
Yeah. Potentially, they could nail it. They can make It's Not Easy Being Green their own.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I don't really know whether Diana and Owen are dating or not. There's a lot of people saying that in the papers, but someone just asked. I don't know. Very exciting.
I read that somewhere as well.
Yeah. Oh, I can't wait for Muppet Week. Please, Simon. Please. You remind me of a young Miss Piggy. That'd be amazing, wouldn't it?
Who would you say that to?
I don't know.
Who would you say that to?
I don't know. I can't remember any of their names.
Yes, you can. You know all of them.
No, I can't. JLS could do Manamana. That'd be good.
Right. But it's
time to face the Muppets.
Isn't there a lot? I mean, I know they did do a lot of songs in the time of the Muppets, but you can't really think of any bar three, can you?
They've got loads of albums. There's like the Christmas Carol album and stuff. That's quite good. And that's Christmas is coming up. That's good.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I can see how you've linked that in.
It's very good. Right. Please, Simon.
Radio 1 Podcast.
That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.